Good morning, I'm Matt Markgraf. You're listening to Sounds Good. I'm joined now in the studio with Kate Lochte. And on the phone is GED Administrator Jacqueline Coringall, here to tell us about GED testing opportunities in the region.
Good morning, Jacqueline. And is Ray with you, Ray Smith?
Yes, she is. My colleague Ray Smith is with me, and she's an associate here in the GED services area as well.
So we're talking about Kentucky Adult Education offering a window of opportunity for Kentuckians to get GED testing for free through July 31st. Explain the process, if you will.
Well, I'll let Ray go ahead and tell you a little bit about the registration and scheduling, and then I can talk a little more about the free GED in general.
Great.
The GED test is offered at West Kentucky Community and Technical College, both as a paper-based GED test or as a computer-based version of the GED test. And their scheduling dates are available on our website. Those who are interested in taking the GED test need to take and pass the official practice test, which they can do for free at any Kentucky adult education program, and there's one located in every Kentucky county. They'll get their application at that point, and then they can schedule to take the GED test.
How does a person prepare for taking the GED? Is that already in place through Kentucky adult education programs in every community?
We have 120 services in all of our counties, and you can go there. It is free, and you can prepare to take the GED.
Let me ask you something. I've always wondered, as a college graduate, if I could actually pass a GED. You know what I mean? I've always wondered if, okay, I have a high school diploma, but describe the test itself. I feel like it might be very challenging.
A GED test is normed with graduating high school seniors in the spring of the year that they graduate, and it is supposed to be a description of what that norming body knows. It's also employers and colleges have input into the content of the test to make sure that they understand, what someone with that credential will be able to demonstrate in knowledge and skills, and it tests over 5 content areas and takes around 8 hours to take.
Good grief. What are the 5 content areas?
Writing, social studies, science, reading, which is a literature test, and a math test.
Well, it does sound pretty comprehensive and grueling. How many Kentuckians achieve the GED annually?
Usually 9,000 to 10,000 people earn their GED test credential each year. We usually test about 12,000 people a year.
Now, this year is different for you all because of a new GED test coming in January 1st, 2014. Why the change?
In 2014, the GED testing service has become a joint venture between it and Pearson VUE. And there had been demand for a higher standard test, so they've been working on how to match its rigor with the changes that have occurred with the high school diploma. And also that they're looking towards adult students to have the same technical skills as high school graduates. So this new test will be delivered solely on the computer, and you will have to have some technical skills to take it. And it is also a new addition to the test, which they periodically bring out in response to the demands of the marketplace and educational reforms.
So let me understand. It sounds to me like people can take parts of the test in sequence. You don't have to sit there for the whole 8 hours, right? You can take it in different settings. And the problem this year is that you have to get it done before, I think I see December 18th, 2013 being the last testing date in Kentucky.
Yes, the paper-based test is usually scheduled for students, first-time test takers, to take it as an entire battery. Now, the computer, the way the computer-based testing is set up, it will be more amenable to taking content area at a time. And so that's a little different. And you're correct in that the non-completers and non-passing scores of test takers currently will not carry forward to the new test. They will expire December 31st. Our last testing day is December 18th. So we have a couple things occurring. Our current GED 2002 test is available on paper and also in some areas on computer, and it will be concluding for us in Kentucky December 18th, 2013. And then a new edition with a new delivery method will be introduced in January 2014.
So am I understanding that a person will have to, if a person doesn't complete the GED this year, then but has made an attempt to do so, will have to start all over again and pay new fees in 2014?
That's correct, and that's part of the reason that we're offering free GED is to encourage those folks that do have, you know, they haven't completed or have non-passing scores, that they get out there and try to complete the GED and get their credential this year before they lose the opportunity with the scores they have.
Now, tell me how one goes about getting in touch with you for this free GED testing.
They can, if they've already begun the GED test, they can just schedule directly with the testing center at West Kentucky Community and Technical College for the paper-based GED test. Or if they would are first-time test takers, they would be eligible to begin on computer. They'd have to start at the Adult Education Center to take and pass the official practice test, and then they could schedule to take the test on computer by going to gedcomputer.com.
Is there anything else we need to hit upon to make this great opportunity clearer?
We just encourage those who've begun the GED test since 2002 to present but not yet completed to go ahead and do so. There are about 16,000 people with Kentucky addresses who've done that, and about 35 of them are there in Callaway County. So we would encourage them to complete. Those people who are taking the GED test for the first time, we would just like for them to know that there is an opportunity to take it as a computer-based test, and they can try that out for free between now and the end of July.
We thank you for the opportunity to be able to share this information with your audience.
Hey, one quick question. Might you have an aggregate of potential GED completers in the Purchase Area District and the Pennyryl Area District?
We have that information, but I didn't bring it to the room with me. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, we're all over those mm-hmm. areas, and I appreciate your time and your precision in response. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you.